It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tabernacle Time. We do appreciate you being with us. It is a great privilege also and a blessing to be with you by means of radio and share with you the wonderful message of God's love and how He manifested that love. He commendeth His love toward us by sending His only begotten Son so that we might have everlasting life if we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 11 today. That's Hebrews chapter number 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Spiveys. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, I Rest My Case at the Cross.
There's a covenant sweet. It was written for me. It's a promise that I could be healed from all my sin and my shame, even heartache and pain. It was signed and confirmed on a hill. So I rest my case at the cross. For now I have someone to champion my cause. I've been justified, satisfied, oh, I have it all. So I rest my case at the cross. Don't feel sorry for me when you see I'm in need. There's a judge who grants mercy and love. All my burdens He lifts, all my sin He forgives. Every trial is won through the blood. So I rest my case at the cross. For now I have someone to champion my cause. I've been justified, satisfied. Oh, my case at the cross. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever. This covenant is binding by His blood and His word. Justified, satisfied, for I have it all. So I rest my case at the cross.
Said in the book of Colossians, chapter number 2, starting with verse number 8, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Verse number 10, "And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power." Notice verse number 13. "And you, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances, which was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." It is Jesus' death on the cross, His shedding of blood for you and for me, that brought salvation for us. There's no other way that we can have peace with God. There's no other way that we can have forgiveness of sins. It is only through what Jesus did on the cross. When we speak of the cross, we're speaking of the sacrifice Christ made for us when He died in our place, a substitutionary death. He died so that we might live, taking the offense of our sins upon Himself so that we might have everlasting life. Now, my friend, if you do not have the gift of salvation and you would like to have someone sit down with you, either in person or on the telephone, and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive salvation that God offers through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to take a copy of God's holy word and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift that was given through the love of God so that you could have salvation of your soul and forgiveness of sins. My number is 919-563-6753. Please be with us in the services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. We start with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible studies at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services, and unless you're providentially hindered where you just can't come until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning at 9:45 for Sunday school at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We'd also like to tell you that on Friday night, the 31st, we'll be having our tabernacle treats in the fellowship hall. Stop by and visit with us between 6 and 8:30, and we'll be glad to give you some treats and also give you a copy of a New Testament so that you can have the most wonderful thing that you can hold in your hand, and that's a copy of God's Word. We're giving these out now on the 31st between 6 and 8:30. That's 523 North Charles Street in our fellowship hall right beside the church building across the parking lot. You'll see the lights on. Just come on in between 6 and 8:30 for our tabernacle treats. We also have a website. If you go to www.mebbontabernaclebaptistchurch.com, one word, and Mebben is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, MebbonTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ and what the Bible has to say about that, and also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebbons Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebbons with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, and we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today, let's listen to another song by the Spiveys. The name of this second song is titled, Is Anything Too Hard for God?
It's out of your hands, you've done all you can do. You've given God the problem, it's no longer up to you. You've prayed the prayer of faith, you're standing on God's truth. While you're waiting on the answer, He has a question for you.
Is anything too hard for God? Who's got a problem beyond His power to solve? Situations He's not the master of. Is anything too hard for God?
Only believe, trust His word, you'll see. His plans are now unfolding, and they're performing perfectly. It's clear how much He loves you. Just look at all He's done. And for all your questions, there's really only one.
Is anything too hard for God? Who's got a problem beyond His power to solve? Are there situations He's not the master of? Is anything too hard for God? Are there situations He's not the master of? Is anything
the book of Luke, chapter number 1, verse number 37, we find the angel talking to Mary about God's plan for her to bring the Savior into the world. When Mary spoke about being a virgin and that there was no way that she could bring a child into the world, the angel described it this way, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." My friend, Jesus did come to the earth. He died on the cross, shedding his blood for our sins, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He can save the chiefest of sinners. He can save all who will come to him and receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior. But there's also an accompanying truth to that. As it is said, for with God nothing shall be impossible. With God nothing is impossible when he calls you to live for him after salvation. Here's what Paul said in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. This testimony that Paul gave was for all Christians to manifest in their lives as well. For with God nothing shall be impossible. He can give you salvation, no matter how much you've sinned. He can bring his will into your life, no matter how weak you are. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. You see, there's nothing impossible for the Lord. Your weakness to do God's will is not a problem for God, because nothing is too hard for him. There's also the promise that the Lord has given us that those who come to him for salvation are safely within his hand, and we're safely within the Father's hand, so that no man can take us out of either the Savior's hand or the Father's hand. The picture in my mind is us being safely in Jesus' hand, with God's hand wrapped around our Savior's hand. Listen to this last song by the Spiveys. The name of this song is titled, You're Not Alone.
Upon him, his true at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Just speak His name. You'll feel His presence. You're not alone.
Proverbs 18:24 declares for us, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." In the New Testament, we find this written in Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 5. "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Jesus has told us that he would never leave us. He is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He declares through the writing of Hebrews that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And one thing else he declares, there's satisfaction with that promise. "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have." Why? "For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." There's satisfaction with the Lord Jesus Christ. Having him as your personal Savior, following him in his will, brings satisfaction, for we have all that we need for our lives. You're not alone. In Hebrews chapter 11, starting with verse number 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." In verse number 8, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went." Now, again, faith. God said it. I believe it. I'll obey it. Faith always ends in action, as we can see that from the definition and description that's given in verses 1 through 3 of Hebrews chapter 11. So, in verse number 8, Abraham had faith. He believed God, but his faith led him to follow God. When we turn back to the book of Genesis to read about the history of Abraham, we'll find in chapter number 11 the background of Abraham out of the Ur of the Chaldees, his father, his family. And then we find in chapter number 12 where the Lord said in verse number 1, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." We find God's call on Abraham and the blessing that was offered to Abraham as Abraham would follow him. He said, "I will make thee a great and mighty nation, I will bless thee, and I will bless others that bless thee, and I will curse others that curse thee. Now, I want to take just a minute here to go to Genesis chapter 12, verse number 3. Notice the last part, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. You understand that the last part of this blessing that God has given to Abraham is the promise of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would be born through the seed of Abraham. Yes, those that are Jews have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as a nation as of yet. But God's not through with Israel. There is in the Bible the 70th week of Daniel set aside where God will, in that week of years, in that tribulation period, deal with the Jews to bring them to their Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Yes, we are to bless the nation of Israel. God has made a promise that those that bless Israel will be blessed, and those that curse Israel will be cursed. Now, my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need to follow after the Lord. You need to act in faith as Abraham did, hearing God's word and obeying what he says. You read God's word to see God's will. In the teaching of God's word, there is God's will offered to you, my friend, if you know Jesus as your Savior. Read God's word. Obey God's word and what it teaches. And if you're not saved, remember, God's word also teaches that Jesus is the only way to get to the Heavenly Father. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. My friend, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, it's time to confess that you're a sinner. Repent of your sins and receive Jesus as your Savior by asking him to save you. Call upon the name of the Lord. My friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, it's time, my friend, it's Tabernacle Time.